I'm Phil McDonald for WSJM Sports. Our WSJM Sports Student Athlete of the Week for the week of April 29th is Josh Young from Coloma High School Track. Here's my conversation with Josh as heard on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports. It's brought to you by CMG Financial. Experience extraordinary when buying your new home. NMLS 1820. This is Phil McDonald for WSJM Sports. Our WSJM Sports Student Athlete of the Week is Josh Young of Coloma High School Track. And in the Comets meet against Martin, Josh won, was a member of the winning 800-meter relay team and the 4x400-meter relay. Also won the open 400-meter dash. And then at the rotary track meet, first place finish for Josh in the 400-meter dash, the 200-meter dash. Also ran legs for the winning 4x200 and 4x400-meter relay. First of all, that's a nice week. Congratulations. And it's a busy week, too. You got a lot going on there. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Of the events I mentioned, the relays, the 400, the 200, is there an event that you kind of look at as your favorite or maybe your strongest event?
By far, my 400-meter. It's just a grueling event. It's like a sprint, but then again, it's not. You have to run it smart. If you go out too fast, you're going to burn out. If you run it too slow, you're going to lose.
It is. It is pretty tough for people to figure, oh, it's just one time around the track. But it is a grueling one time around the track,
yes,
isn't it?
It is. Very.
The success you had last year, I mean, you were a state placer in the 400, the two relays. Based on what you did last year, coming into this, your senior year, were there any specific goals you set for yourself? Was there a specific time, especially in the 400, you were really shooting for?
Last year I was shooting 450, and unfortunately I did not get it. I was 0.07 seconds off, and I was really disappointed in myself. But however, I did get it in a relay. It doesn't count. But this year, I set forth a pretty ridiculous goal of 48 this year because I want to take the state title this year, and I feel very confident I can run that.
How close have you come so far?
I'm 2 seconds off. But
how are you?
This is like now we're getting to the point where my time should be dropping.
And of the relays, is there one that you feel most comfortable in?
I love the 4x2 by far, even though I love the 4x4 since it's a very competitive event. And 4x2, I have a great team filled with Caleb McDaniel, Derek Blitt, and then also Sincere Taylor and Caleb Ellis. They're just an amazing team to have.
The performance you had at the rotary track meet, you're going up against schools that you normally don't see during the regular season. What's it mean to win events at an event like that for you?
It means a lot. I mean, at events like that, it's much more competitive, especially mm-hmm. since it's not in our division, because Division II tends to be a lot more competitive with faster times, et cetera. And it's a good feeling.
Yeah. Outside of track, any other activities, sports or clubs, anything you have going on here at Coloma High School?
Not at Coloma High School. I used to be part of yearbook, but I dropped out of that because I had track.
Okay.
I had indoor track, which I do run through a club called the Misfits at indoor track.
And okay. And the cross country. Okay,
yeah.
So you're on cross country. Of the two, then, do you like the shorter distance in track, or do you like the longer distance in cross country?
That's not even a question. It's definitely shorter distance.
He didn't even hesitate with that. And Jennifer Eckes is your coach, and he didn't. I mean, he likes the shorter distances. What's impressed you most about Josh and his performance? What he did last year and coming into this year?
I think what impresses me the most about Josh is his work ethic. He worked really hard over the whole winter in the weight room. He was in a running club that he ran in a couple meets up at Grand Valley over the winter, too. So I would definitely say his work ethic, his hard work. He never ran the 200 before until a couple meets ago because we needed another person in it. And then he ends up going out at the rotary and winning the whole thing. So that was pretty impressive.
Yeah.
But we're done with practice. He's always, as soon as practice is over, he's always in the weight room. He stays out there longer than what other runners do. But he's done really well. And he set goals for himself. And he's going to get there. I believe it. But he does, too. He's very good about the other relays that he's on. He's got some great members that have also improved a lot this year as well. And those other three guys ran with him in the club and they did a couple other events over the winter, too, so that's been nice.
Coach mentioned, Josh, that you ran the 200 for the first time not too long ago. Was that your choice, or was a coach coming to you saying, I need you to run the 200?
It was kind of both. For one event, I went up to my coach saying I want to be put in the 200 at least one time this year. And then Mrs. Eckes put me in the rotary meet, which caught me off by surprise. But okay. I'm glad she did.
Yeah, nice. I guess finally, you being a senior here at Coloma, what are your plans next year for after graduation?
You know, I'm really undecided at this point because I'm just trying to get my track times down and see if I could go anywhere with track. I mean, I'd love to see where track would get me in the future.
Outstanding. Well, hey, congratulations on this week and the season so far. Good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
All right. Josh Young of Coloma High School Track is our Student Athlete of the Week from WSJM Sports. I'm Phil McDonald, 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.